Lent, Week 1, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him.
Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. I love you, Lord, my strength. Psalm 17. I love you, Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my saviour. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me, the torrents of destruction assailed me, the snares of the grave entangled me, the traps of death confronted me. In my anguish I called to the Lord, I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came to his ears. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord saved me because he loved me. Psalm 17 continued. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at his terrible anger, smoke came forth from his nostrils, and scorching fire from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under his feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim, he flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, the dark waters of the clouds his tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens, the Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed, the foundations of the world laid bare, at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me, he drew me forth from the mighty waters, he snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved me because he loved me. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. Psalm 17 continued. He rewarded me because I was just, repaid me, for my hands were clean, for I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me, I have never neglected his commands, I have always been upright before him, I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere. With the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God, who lightens my darkness.
Repent and do penance. Make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 10. The Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did any rise from his place for 3 days. But all the people of Israel had light where they dwelt. Then Pharaoh called Moses and said, "Go, serve the Lord. Your children also may go with you. Only let your flocks and your herds remain behind." But Moses said, "You must also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our cattle also must go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take them to serve the Lord our God. And we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there." But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, "Get away from me. Take heed to yourself. Never see my face again. For in the day you see my face you shall die." Moses said, "As you say, I will not see your face again." The Lord said to Moses, "Yet one plague more I will bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he lets you go, he will drive you away completely. Speak now in the hearing of the people, that they ask every man of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewelry of silver and of gold." And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go forth in the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant who is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has never been, nor ever shall be again. But against any of the people of Israel, either man or beast, not a dog shall growl, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these, your servants, shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, 'Get out, and all the people who follow you.' And after that I will go out." And he went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh will not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt." Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the people of Israel go out of his land. A responsory from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18. A fitting punishment it was for those who had kept your own sons in prison, that they should be imprisoned in darkness. For through your sons that law which is light unfailing was to be given to the world. Over the Egyptians alone this heavy curtain of night was spread, brightest of all the light that shone on your chosen sons. For through your sons that law which is the light unfailing was to be given to the world. A reading from the Demonstrations of Afrates, Circumcision of the Heart. The law and the covenant underwent a complete change. First of all, God changed the agreement he had made with Adam and made a fresh one with Noah. God then made a further agreement with Abraham, and he changed this so as to make a new one with Moses. The covenant with Moses was not being observed, and now, in this last epoch of the world, God made yet another covenant, but this one is not going to be changed. God had laid down a law for Adam that he was not to eat from the tree of life. In Noah's case, as a visible sign of their alliance, God gave him a rainbow in the sky. For Abraham, chosen on account of his faith, the covenant took the form of circumcision, which would be a mark and characteristic for his descendants. In the case of Moses, the covenant was signified by the paschal lamb, slayed on behalf of the people. These covenants were all different from each other. As is stated by him who laid them down, the real circumcision is of the kind described by Jeremiah, "Circumcise the foreskin of your heart." If the agreement made by God with Abraham was firm, this final covenant too is firm and unchanging. God cannot lay down any further law, whether dealing with those who are subject to the Mosaic law or with those who are outside the law. God gave the law with its observances and commandments to Moses. When the Jews failed to keep it, he abolished this law and its commandments and promised a new covenant, different from the old, although he himself is, of course, the same God who decreed them both. Here is the new covenant which he promised to give. From the least to the greatest among them, they will all recognize me. Now in this final covenant, there is no longer any circumcision of the flesh or any visible sign of the chosen people. Beloved, we have it as certain that in the different ages of our human story, God has set up laws which, as long as he chose, held good, but then fell into desuetude. As St. Paul says, in each age the kingdom of God once existed under various forms. Now our God is truthful, and his ordinances are trustworthy. Whatever covenant he has made was established and proved true for its own time. Those who are truly circumcised in their hearts live and are circumcised a second time on the other side of the real Jordan, which is baptism for the forgiveness of sins. When Jesus the son of Nun passed over the Jordan with his people, he circumcised them a second time with a stone knife. Jesus, our Saviour, circumcises a second time with circumcision of the heart. Those who believe in him are washed in baptism. They are circumcised with a sword, which is his word, sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus, the son of Nun, led the people over to the promised land. Jesus, our Saviour, promised the land of life to all who, passing over the true River Jordan, have believed and are circumcised in their hearts. Blessed are those who are circumcised in their hearts and are born again of water in this second circumcision. They will share in the inheritance of Abraham, who was the faithful leader and father of all peoples, because his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Responsory from Hebrews 8. I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel. I will put my law into their minds. I will write it on their hearts, not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. I will write my law not on stone tablets, but on the pages of the human heart. I will write it on their hearts, not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Let us pray. Look with favour on our Lenten observance, Lord, and while we subdue our bodies by self-denial, renew our spirit with the grace that prompts us to good works. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.